In a few days, we assembled in an open field and fell out to await further orders. The weather was hot, so we all took off our packs, sat on our helmets, drank some water, and had a smoke. We were to be there for several hours, an NCO said, so we got the order to chow down. A friend and I went over to a little wooded area near the field to eat our K-rations in the shade. We walked into a completely untouched scene that resembled a natural park in a botanical garden. Low, graceful pines cast dense shade, and ferns and moss grew on the rocks and banks. It was cool, and the odor of fresh pine filled the air. Miraculously, it bore not a single sign of war. "Boy, this is beautiful, isn't it, Sledgehammer?" "It looks unreal," I said, as I took off my pack and sat down on the soft green moss beside a clump of graceful ferns. We each started heating a canteen cup of water for our instant coffee. I took out the prized can of cured ham I had obtained by trade from a man in the company CP. He had stolen it from an officer. We settled back in the cool silence. The war, military discipline, and other unpleasant realities seemed a million miles away. For the first time in months, we began to relax. "Okay, you guys, move out. Move, move, out of here," an NCO said with authority ringing out in every word. "Is the company moving out already?" my friend asked in surprise. "No, it isn't, but you guys are."
"Why?"
"Because this is off limits to enlisted men," the NCO said, turning and pointing to a group of officers munching their rations as they strolled into our newfound sanctuary.
"But we aren't in the way," I said.
"Move out and follow orders." To his credit, the NCO appeared in sympathy with us and seemed to feel the burden of his distasteful task. We sullenly picked up our half-cooked rations and our gear, went back out into the hot sun, and flopped down in the dusty field.
"Some crap, eh?"
"Yeah," I said. "We weren't even near those officers. The fighting on this goddamn island is over. The officers have started getting chicken again and throwing the crap around. Yesterday, while the shooting was still going on, it was all buddy-buddy with the enlisted men." Our grumblings were interrupted by the sound of a rifle shot. A Marine I knew very well reeled backward and fell to the ground. His buddy dropped his rifle and rushed to him, followed by several others. The boy was dead, shot in the head by his buddy. The other man had thought his rifle was unloaded when his young friend had stood over him and placed his thumb playfully over the muzzle.